Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're here to the Voices of Courage show, where we help you to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. You know, for decades, I've studied and learned and applied the principles of success with persistence and courage, and I've mastered and realized how to apply these teachings and be able to pass them on to you. So too often we've been held back, I know I sure have, by doubt, uncertainty, fears, worries, disempowering beliefs, and the whatnot. But, you know, today is a day that if you're in that place, hey, guess what? You get to awaken to some greater truth, you know, upshift your consciousness, and really take your life to the next level. Now, listen, I know I'm a little enthusiastic today, but I'm enthusiastic because these principles work. They absolutely work. It's amazing when you apply the principles we're going to teach you today, how your life is going to change. It's going to get better and better and better. You know, there's a, I want to call it the zero limits zone, right? Where you start to take off these limits. And a lot of times we don't even know we have these limited beliefs inside of us, right? I'm going to give you some keys how to do that today. Take off these limitations that you already have within you, and you're going like, wow, why is my life not clicking the way I want it to? You know, limiting beliefs leave doubts, okay? They leave uncertainty in your mind. They leave clues. What are the clues? Well, lack of finances, start, stop patterns. You start to have wealth, then you stop. They leave patterns of, you know, you don't have energy. You're not vibrant. Poor relationships. You have, have business. You start with businesses. They start to do well. You start out great and then they stop, right? A lot of clues that are left have these limiting beliefs. Well, today, right now, we're going to help you to have, what do I want to say? Zero limits. How would you add like that? No limits. And imagine if you really did. Imagine, what if you had no issues? What if you didn't have any limitations? Where would your life be? How would it be? What would you be saying to yourself on a daily basis if you had no limits, if things were really, really rocking for you? You know, living without limits really begins with courage. And courage is an energy. It's not just a word. It's an energy. It's a feeling. It's a power within us. And courage doesn't show up until you do something that you haven't done before. Okay. You have to get outside of your comfort zone for courage to show up. So today I'm going to be interviewing a very special guest, a friend of mine. And, he's got a new movie out. Movie is designed to take off your limits. It's designed for you to be able to be really aligned with your thoughts, your words, your actions, so that you create coherence, consistency, a sense of power in your life like probably never before. And I'm going to take a deep dive into my guest mind today. We're going to take a deep dive. Where did he come from? What did he learn? You know, I know you want more success in your life. I know that's why you're here. I know that your time is valuable. I appreciate you spending the time with us. And I can tell you this today, we won't let you down. I learned this. Repetition is the key to success. Repetition, right? What do I mean by that? Well, when you study, you hear a message, right? You don't just listen to it. You write it down, you hear something that resonates with you, you've got to write it down, and then you've got to repeat it over and over again. And one of the things, ways we can do this is we can buy movies that inspire us, uplift us. You can listen over and over again because they're programming the subconscious mind. We're going to dive into that today. You can read a book and you can read it again and again until you get the principles. You can use this broadcast to listen because we're going to give you so much information today that you can repeat over and over again. This is the key to success. It's the key to programming the subconscious mind so that you can now start to outpicture what's inside of you. There's a saying in the Gospel of Thomas that says, if you don't bring forth that which is within you, that which is within you will kill you. If you do bring forth that which is within you, that which is within you will save you. So it's talking about? It's talking about bringing out your genius, your brilliance, your joy, your happiness, everything you got inside of you so that you can start to manifest the life of your dreams. Some of you got to take off some limitations so that you can really step up into the next level. And I know you know I'm talking to you. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. I'll come back with my guest. And if you're not totally blown away, totally surprised by who this is, then you let me know. You let me know in our YouTube channel or under comments. All right. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break and we'll go to our guest.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm here with my very special guest, like I promised, Dr. Joe Vitale. Joe, welcome to the show. It's great to have you again on the show.
My pleasure. I'm honored. I'm flattered. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know Joe, he's a globally recognized spiritual leader. He's a best-selling author, musician, and the speaker who blends ancient wisdom with modern psychology to help people break through their limitations and manifest their deepest desires. Known for his best-selling books, The Attractor Factor, The Key, and Zero Limits, he's one of the world's most profound, prolific influencers. He also was in The Secret. Joe's inspired millions worldwide. And his newest project, the feature film Zero Limits, brings his teachings to screen, exploring how forgiveness and self-love and conscious creation can awaken the limitless potential within all of us. I like that. I like that reason for this film, Joe. It's really, we go going through so many challenges in this world. And, you know, I'm a history buff. I look back and, you know, it's not like the world's changed a lot. But a lot of people, I think, are changing now. We're waking up. We're becoming more conscious. And I think films such as Zero Limits is key to people waking up. Some of the people don't know you in our audience. I think you, where'd you start? I think you started on the street pretty much.
Yeah, broken unknown.
Unknown, man.
That's where the party started, right? Yeah, I was homeless in Dallas, Texas in the 70s. I was in poverty for virtually all of the 80s back in Houston. And I'm not an overnight success in any way, shape, or form. I did have a dream to be an author when I was a kid, and I did pursue it to the best of my ability, but that drove me into the ditch, into the streets, into the darkness, and that lasted for decades. My first book wasn't until 1984, and it came and went. Nobody knows it even existed or what the title was. And it was another 10 years before another book was published. But over time, I started to hit a streak, and I started to be prolific and persistent, and I started to keep writing books. And that led to opportunities. That led to me being around when the internet first came around. That led to me being invited to be in a movie that made history, and people are still talking about it 20 years later, and I'm referring to The Secret. That led to me going around the world, being in countries I didn't know existed when I was growing up, and creating music, creating events, creating all kinds of things to do my best to inspire people. And the most recent thing, which I think is the technology of transformation today, is a movie. Because I was in The Secret, I saw the power of a film. That movie, The Secret, just talked about a concept that's been around for centuries. You could find it in books, but a lot of people don't read books. As you and I know, They don't go to the library, they don't go to the bookstore, but they do sit in front of their TV or their computer. So I saw the power of The Secret, I saw the power of a movie, and I thought, if I want to reach people, if I want to transform people, if I want to inspire people, I need a movie. Mm-hmm. And I got one.
And you got one. And we're going to be talking a lot about that movie. Movie's called Zero Limits. We're not going to keep you guessing. It's Zero Limits. And right now you can get it on, where can you get the movie right now, Joe?
You can watch it anywhere from anywhere on the planet by going to ZeroLimitsMovie.com, ZeroLimitsMovie.com. It's streaming from that website, but you can go to Amazon Prime, you can go to Apple TV, and you can go to the website ZeroLimitsMovie.com. There's no excuses. If you're able to watch this, you're able to watch the movie, Zero Limits. It's available around the planet.
So I want to ask you, because I promised my audience I'd take a little deep dive into your mindset. That shift that took place inside of you, maybe I'm going to take you back a little in time. It's right before you were invited to be on The Secret. Hmm. And there was a shift that probably took with inside of you. I don't know if you remember it, recall what that was. You smile and you probably do. What was the shift? Because you're going, you're struggling, you got a few books, you got some things out there. You're starting to get some notoriety.
Right.
But then, you know, it exploded.
Okay. Well, it's still exploding, you know. Having a movie at this point in my career, in my 70s, and everything's a big deal for me. Yeah. And as I look back, you know, a lot of people, depending on their mindset and what level of consciousness they're at, they'll say, shit happens. What I say is, shift happens. Shift happens, and shift happens repeatedly for me, and has been doing it since I was a teenager. There have been breakthroughs. There have been ahas. There was even one when I was homeless, and I'm in the public library, so I'm surrounded by books, and I love books. So in one way, it was like, hey, this is a blessing. I'm reading all the self-help classics, and they kept pointing to me being responsible for my life. And it's like, oh, man, you guys got it wrong. You don't know my situation. But I kept hearing it, and that's that repetition you talked about. I heard it over and over and over again, so I had to look within myself and know, why in the world would I create homelessness? Why would I create homelessness? Why would I do that to myself? And that's when one of the first shifts happens, because I look inside and I realize, oh, I was modeling my life after very successful authors who were self-destructive, miserable, alcoholic, and even suicidal. Unconsciously, I concluded that's what I need to do in order to pave my way for success. So that big shift, that aha, that big first one there, was the realization I was creating my own reality, but I was creating it unconsciously. And I'm saying this very specifically because I want everybody that's watching and listening to look at their own lives, to ask themselves, what might you be believing to create the results you're getting? You're not doing it consciously. Consciously, I didn't make myself unemployed and homeless. Why would I do that to myself? But unconsciously, in the subconscious mind, there was that prime hidden blind spot in consciousness that said, hey, Joe, if you want to be a great author like Ernest Hemingway and Jack London and those guys you admire, well, you better shoot yourself along the way. That was one of the big shifts. When it came to The Secret, I had already had a shift where I was getting some fame by being one of the first internet marketers. I invented hypnotic writing, hypnotic marketing, hypnotic selling. People were coming to me for copywriting and all of that. But I secretly was a very spiritual guy who didn't talk about it very much. And I had released a little pamphlet. Word got around about the little pamphlet. It was called Spiritual Marketing. That book ended up being called The Attractor Factor, being picked up by a big publisher, being raved about by the New York Times. It became one of my first big bestsellers. And a woman in Australia called me and said, I read your book, and I'm thinking about making a movie about the law of attraction. And I was wondering if I could have you in it. Ken, I almost said no. I almost said no because I thought, I've never been in a movie.
Oh. I don't know what
the movie's like.
Yeah.
It was, that's the courage thing you were also talking about.
Yeah.
I needed courage and I needed to say yes. Here's an insight. I've learned that the greatest breakthroughs, the greatest shifts happen when you say yes. Even when you're scared, even when it's unknown, even when there's no guarantee, even when you're shaking in your shoes, you say yes, knowing this is probably going to work out. It feels like it's the right way to go, even though it's a nervous way to go. I said yes. That was another big shift in my life.
Well, and I got to take a break and come back. You know, there's that piece you just mentioned. Yeah, it's probably going to work out. Now, a lot of people don't have that mindset. They have the opposite mindset.
Oh, we need to look at that.
I'll take a break. We'll look at that. All right, we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's great to have you back. I'm with my guest, Dr. Joe Vitale. Joe, let's, you know, that one little thing we're talking about there about it might work out or it probably won't work out. You know, people go into that. You know, they get the download, they start to move forward, and then they start thinking this isn't going to work out. That seems like that stops a lot of people from creating success.
Well, an interesting thing to look at. I think this is crucial. It's very important. And I'm kind of looking at it for the first time because I've done a lot of daring things, a lot of courageous things, a lot of things that were big shifts in my life. And there was a lot of fear involved when I did them, when I decided to do them. And I have to look back and go, I never once knew it would work out. There was never that guarantee. And there's no guarantee for any of us right now as we're sitting here in real time and we're looking forward thinking, oh, I'm going to open this business. I'm going to make this phone call. I'm going to do such and such. There's no guarantee any of it is going to work out. I think the underlying premise and belief for me is I will be safe no matter how it unravels. And beyond that, however it unravels.
That's interesting. So where does the safe piece come in there? Because a lot of people don't have that, Joe.
Oh, we all have it. We just don't all admit it. First of all, this is where you go with a lot of your deep work, and this is where I want everybody to go. We have to go to the source. We have to go to the divine within us and go deeper than the layers that we get caught up in. We get it caught up in the five senses of reality, and if we can see it and touch and taste it and so forth, it feels like it's real. But we want to go deeper than that and realize that what we're calling reality, that 3D reality, is actually a projection and an illusion. The part of us that is superhuman, that is super divine, that is connected to source, that is actually the divinity itself, is that part inside of us that can feel all those things, report on all those things, talk about all those things, but is not all those things. So when I say I'll be safe, it's because this immortal part of me inside is never going to be tarnished or damaged or killed off. I want to say one more thing about this, Ken. Yeah. People know me today for being in movies. And of course, I got my own movie and I'm on stages around the world. So they just think, well, he's this, you know, flamboyant extrovert. And they don't realize I was crippled with insecurity, fear, and an inability to speak when I was growing up. I found a woman that had graduated high school with me. I mean, decades later, I saw her and I asked her, what do you remember about me in high school? And she thought and she said, I never heard you say a word, ever. And the very first time I did speak, because I had my first book, 1984, I learned that speaking was one way to get some people interested in your book. Maybe they'd buy it. Six people in the room, and my knees are shaking. I'm pouring down sweat. I'm leaning against the blackboard. I'm traumatized. I'm about to pass out because I cannot speak in front of these people. And of course, with courage, with repetition, you keep moving forward, you get better and better at it. But one of the things that helped me along the way, there was a very famous speaker, Dottie Walters. And Dottie Walters had said, one way she comforts herself is by telling herself in the room before she goes out to go on stage, no matter what happens, when you come back into the room, I'll still love you. And I remember saying that myself. I still say that to myself today when I get on stages in the room, the hotel room. I'm in there going, I'm safe. Yeah. I'm absolutely safe. I can pass out on stage and it'll make an interesting YouTube clip for somebody. But for me, my life will go on. I will be safe. So when we go and look for the safety, I'm looking for that immortal soul in me.
I'm laughing because for me, I would just shake. I would just shake. And then I would freeze. I would forget what I was going to say. You know, you probably relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I created a company called Speaking Presence. And I took about 2,500 people through that process of learning to be on stage and speak extemporaneously, right? With nothing prepared, and just connecting to their source.
Yes.
Seeing what comes up, have them video themselves, things like that. But it was, you know, it's why am I saying this? I have a pointer on this. I said this to you, it's important.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, I'm just speaking to my audience now, no matter where you are, first of all, you're not too old. You're not too dumb. You're not too whatever you think you might be. You just, that's what Joe did. This is what I've been doing. It takes courage, but you take the first step. That's all it is. And then the next step, like what you did with your movie. You went, okay, well, yeah, maybe somebody came to you for a movie. Well, I'll take a step towards this. Let me see what this is. Right? Is that accurate?
It's absolutely accurate. And that's one of the things I want people to get. Everybody's looking for the plan. They're looking for the strategy. They're buying seminars, courses, books, information products that are saying, here's the road to success. I'm here to say there is no road to success. You make the road by taking the steps on the road. That very first step that you take when you go, oh, I want to make a movie, is the first step, and you're creating the road as you are going forward. It isn't until the road is paved, like it is for me in the movie now, that I can stop and say, hey, I got a movie. It's at zerolimitsmovie.com. And I can tell you all the steps that got to it. But those steps didn't exist until I took the first step. And then
it's been my experience years too. When you take those steps, what happens is the people, the places, the things that you need start showing up. It's almost like magic.
That's exactly right. Everything comes to you. You've magnified it. You've actually made an intention known to the universe when you make your first step. I'm a great believer in intention. So I say, yes, write your intention down. Know what your intention is. But until you take action on your intention, it's kind of like your secret. When you take action on your intention, now you've told the universe, the divine, the cosmos, divinity, whatever you want to call it. It's like, this is what I want. I want a movie. And I'm showing my authenticity by moving in the direction of it, taking that baby step. The other thing I've noticed, Ken, is that when you take the baby step, the next step becomes apparent. You take that one, the next one becomes apparent. They're not apparent until you do the first one. And then they start appearing.
It's such a dream, isn't it? I mean, it's like you take a step and it's like, oh, the next door opens. And then the next one, you're like, wow.
That's exactly it.
It's brilliant. You know, there's so many entrepreneurs out there and, you know, that really need to hear this message. I hope that's you. And, you know, if you're out there listening to this, you know, a family member or friend, you know, pass this on. And this is information they need to hear, because a lot of people get stuck. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, stuckness, the subconscious limiting beliefs leave clues. So the opposite of that is what we're going to talk about right now, which is you created this film. It's zero limits. Think about that. Having no issues, having zero limits, being able to move forward in your dreams, your goals, your visions in your life. Joe, why zero limits?
Yeah. Zero Limits is a brand, a concept, a message, a movement. It's not just a movie. But it all started with a book. Way back, I think in 2006 or 7, right after The Secret came out, I had discovered something called Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian inside-out healing technique. It's based on four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. What you say to your connection to the divine, and because you clear up the inside of you, the outer of you reflects that change. The origin story for me was the story I had heard about a therapist who helped heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals. But he didn't work with them directly. He worked with himself directly. He said those four phrases of Ho'oponopono, and as he worked on his own clarity of perception, they got better. I turned that whole story into a nonfiction true story called Zero Limits. I wrote it with the therapist who had done that event. And I kept thinking, because of my experience in The Secret, I need a movie to demonstrate this very concept, because not enough people are reading books. So Zero Limits was born as an intention, as an inspiration. And now, years later, it's a film people can go and watch.
When I think about having zero limits, give me an example of that. What does that mean, have zero limits?
That is questioning everything you say as an excuse for doing anything. That is looking at your own belief system, and instead of saying, I can't do it, you ask yourself, what's the belief behind me saying I can't do it? Now, I want to tell you a quick story. I'm in my 70s, as I mentioned. When I turned 71, I enrolled in mixed martial arts. Now, most people who are seniors fill out crossword puzzles and start walking with a cane. I went to mixed martial arts, Kovar's Martial Arts in California. I signed up for the year, and I've been going on a regular basis in my 70s at this. Now, last night, I was tested. I'm already at my green belt. I'm getting tested for the next level of this. And I want you to know that I learned along the way, when you do something big and dairy, you end up in a fight. You end up in a fight. And you know who the fight is with? Yourself. I heard that one of the martial arts instructors said, when you start enrolling in mixed martial arts or any martial arts, and you can fill in the blank with Pilates or boxing or whatever it is that is turning you on, but you haven't done it before, so this is all new to you, you're going to get into a fight. And it'll be in the parking lot, in your own car, before you enter the door. Because a part of you is going to say, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too inexperienced, I'm too whatever. And you're going to have to be that voice of clarity, the voice of positivity. You have to connect to the divine within you that has zero limits. That's what Zero Limits is all about. going to source that doesn't have boundaries, it doesn't have limits, it doesn't have excuses, it doesn't have limiting beliefs. And from there, you ask yourself, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? What do I want to experience? Because it's available.
Zero limits, as you described that, reminded me as I trained and learned to be a triathlete and did that for over 20 years.
Wow.
On the beginning, it was, I knew nothing, nothing. And I the only thing that drove me is I had a wife that said, oh, you can do this. I was like, oh, okay, well, she believes in me. Maybe I'll go do it to please.
Yeah.
What, it doesn't matter what you do it for. That's my point. You just go do it. But what we're talking about here is that the sheaths are coming off. And sheaths came off for me until I got to the top of the pinnacle for me. I was in on Team USA in Penticton, British Columbia, where we did 3,500 athletes competing together. I got top 10 in the world in my area. And I probably would have got a lot more. I was sick. I was sick doing that. I had sick the day before, but sickness didn't stop me. It's like, okay, I'm sick. I'm going to go do it anyway. You know about that, Joe. You move past it. Sometimes you don't. You stop. I'm not telling everybody to follow that, but you know when to stop, when to push. But what we're talking about here, zero limits, talks to me, it's like getting in the zone. So I'm on this bike. I'm pushing, it's hard and everything, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you get in this zone and time stands still and you're, you know, I'm now 30 miles down the road and I go, whoa, that was, and I'm in bliss the whole time, right? That's where you're going with the martial arts. That's my guess. You get in a zone and you're performing without a lot of thought because it's already programmed in. You're just, the subconscious mind is expressing.
Yeah.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to be at the zero point. Zero limits is all about coming from the zero point, which is another phrase for divinity for me. Yeah. At the zero point, anything is possible. There's nothing that is stopping you at that point. So, yes, you can be in the flow. You can go and participate in martial arts. You can go for your running that seems to last forever. Yeah. All because the part of you that might have stopped you isn't there.
Right.
It isn't there at the zero point. This is the reason I wanted to make a movie. I wanted people to watch and be inspired and informed and stretched. I wanted them to watch a movie that would cause them to think, if this is true, if any of this is true, there's 20 some stars in the movie, all with different stories besides my own. If any of these are true, then what could I possibly do when I come from zero? And Ken, I want to say one more thing because you mentioned something that I think is profound and you said it kind of running by it. And it was about your wife saying you could do it.
Yeah,
I have found that you can accomplish miracles if you have somebody who believes in you almost more than you believe in yourself. Yeah. Let me tell you one real quick story. If I have this, I have a moment to do it. The whole reason I'm in martial arts, a year ago, I was at a Napoleon Hill event. I was the president. I was speaking at the event. And I met a karate champion there. And we hit it off. I started talking about the karate I loved when I was a little kid. And he started encouraging me and talking to me. And we stayed in contact. And he would send little messages that say, I envision you as a black belt. And when I would get the message, I'd go, who is this guy? I'm not going to be a black belt. I have no interest in being a black belt. I can't be a black belt. I'm too old, too overweight, too out of training. I can't do any of this kind of stuff. But he planted a seed. When I went looking for a martial arts school and I went into Kovar's Mixed Martial Arts in California, I ended up meeting Dave Kovar, who started the school. And he said, you know, Joe, if you just stay with it for about 3 or 4 years, you can have a black belt. Again, somebody who is believing in the possibility for me kick-started the possibility for me.
Yeah, that's a really important point. In the triathlon, I met a guy just like you. His name is Scott Ansley. Scott was a at the time 2 or 3 time national championship winner in the tri. And you know, I made a point to get to know him. You know, and he asked me to ride with him one time, and then another time, and you know, he was a phenomenal coach because he would just. He would go a little faster than I could go. And, you know, and he'd just do that for miles. I'm like, oh, and I'd push, you know, He really helped me get this. The point that I know is, and you know, we do have to have mentors. We have to have those people around us. And I want to make this point too, because you said this a little earlier. It's not having any mentor. Like, you can have mentors that write books, but they're out drinking, they're smoking, they're drugging, they're partying, they're doing whatever. And if you find that as your mentor, well, you're probably going to be going down the wrong path, is what I'm going to say.
Right.
When you find somebody that is like Joe and myself, that, you know, we're a little older, we're wiser, right? We've gone through the trials and tribulations of life. Not that we're ending, you know, but Joe doesn't really have many issues. I don't either. But we've gone through a lot, and we can help people. We can help you. And that's my message out there.
Yeah.
You need somebody that's spiritual. You need somebody that's probably not drinking and smoking and drugging and partying. And you need somebody that's really solid and grounded to help you. And I think that's really important right now, because there's so many people out there that are put themselves out as experts. That's okay. But find the ones that you want to model their values and you want to step into that. Joe, I got to take a quick little break. And when we come back, I'm going to let you choose the topic. We'll be right back.
All right.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I want to mention to you that we do have a way for you to subscribe and never miss a show. If you go over to our YouTube channel, you go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. You'll be able to get all of our shows. And also, you know, YouTube makes it so easy to pass shows on to people you care about. So I hope you take us up on that and go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Back with my guest, Dr. Joe Vitale. How important is, I'm going to say, meditation to this process that you do? Okay, because I know you're a meditator. I know you, and you know I am. What your experience has been is finding yourself, finding your next product or service. Where does all that come from?
Oh, that is such a great question. I think we need to make time every single day to enter what I call the silence. Most of us are carrying around a phone. Most of us are being easily distracted. Most of us hear a ping and we want to go just check the text message, or we're checking our email, we're checking the internet, we're doing whatever. We are busy beings these days. And with technology, everything happens at shutter speed. And so we're distracted in a nanosecond. And what we need to do is interrupt all of that. Because the divine, that inner source within us that we were talking about earlier, that is immortal, and is alive inside of you, is waiting to hear from you. It is waiting to receive your request. and it is waiting to send inspiration, ideas, and so forth to you. But none of it is happening when the phone is busy, so to speak. And so what I tell people is you got to make time for the silence. You can call it meditation. You can call it gratitude. You can call it just contemplation. You can call it just thinking. You can call it just sitting there in a vacuum. But you need to interrupt the destructions and the interruptions so that you can listen and you can make your request. Now, I do this every day. I do my best to make time every hour. In the old days, it was just type A, just keep on going, just keep on producing, which is why I've written 90-some books, and I'm in 30-some movies, and I have hundreds of products. It's like, man, I wasn't taking any breaks there, but now I do. I have the gratitude time first thing in the morning, which is a time for me to just say thank you for everything. Also a time for me to state intentions. Also a time for me to shut up and see, does the universe, does the divine want to give me an idea for a book, for a product, for a song, for whatever it happens to be? On the other end of my day, most people who know my story at all know I have a hot tub, a central purchase in my life. And I get in the hot tub at the end of the day, and it's also me under the stars, no phone, no interruption, no possibility of an interruption. And I'm looking at the stars and I'm saying, thank you. I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I just go through the whole Ho'oponopono with a heavy focus on thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my day. Thank you for anything specific in the day. I totally think meditation is crucial to our longevity and everything else related to it. Call it whatever you like. We need to make time to enter the silence.
Well, I'm very glad I asked you that question. It reminds me that the great creator of the Renaissance, Leonardo da Vinci, was a contemplator, and he gave us that isolation is the price of greatness. And then, great sage Yogananda said stillness is the price of greatness. And now we have the great Joe Vitale giving his information here. So it's all aligned. It's all aligned. And, it's interesting. People don't know this. I had a client last week that I worked with, and we got on the subject of meditation, and she said, sometimes I don't sleep at night. I said, oh, that's just the universe calling you up. And I said, did you know this? I said, when you get up in the middle of the night and you go and meditate, contemplate, go into gratitude, like Joe said, you do this for a deep meditation, 20 minutes. It's like about 2 hours of sleep. She said, I never heard of that. So sure enough, the next week, she calls. She said, I realized something new, Ken. I said, what's that? She said, I couldn't sleep one night. I practiced my meditation, and the next day I had all this energy. I couldn't believe it. So realizations, it's so important in our life, the meditation practices. In fact, I think of so many people that I know out there. Stephen Jobs was a meditator. Robin Williams was a meditator. You can go on and on and on. There are a lot of people that know this. And why are we saying this? Not that you haven't heard this, not that you don't know this. Are you practicing it?
Yeah.
Are you practicing? That's the key. If you want to have, we don't need any more information. Just Google it. Okay. We're now AI it. But what we do need is wisdom, and wisdom comes from getting still, getting quiet, and tuning into our souls. All right. What else can I ask you, Joe? Let's get back to that zero limits, because we got to get that. We got to get everybody on the zero limits. And so zero limits, again, you can get it where, Joe?
Just go to zerolimitsmovie.com, www.zerolimitsmovie.com. And Ken, enough people have seen the movie that I'm hearing the feedback about it. Some people are saying it's at a frequency of miracles. So just watching the movie elevates your own frequency. At least one other person said they're watching it every day. Now, I didn't expect this at all, but they're watching the movie every day because they say the movie is a clearing of beliefs device.
Yes.
I didn't know that when I was creating it and the directors were creating it or the stars were creating it. I'll take it. What I wanted is for the movie just to simply give an idea to people, an idea that your life can be different. Your life can be better. Your life can be less of a struggle, less of a concern, less of a pain, if you come from this zero limits view of life. I just wanted to introduce the idea. The movie is doing it and more. I just tell people, go to Amazon Prime, go to Apple TV, go to ZeroLimitsMovie.com and expect miracles.
Well, you know, what comes to my mind is, have you ever walked into a room and there's a very charismatic person there and you just feel that energy just about being around that person? They speak and all of a sudden you feel elevated.
Right.
How many people are in the movie, Joe?
20.
Imagine have that 20 different times, 20 different points of view where you're feeling that energy, that vibration, that frequency that upshifts you. Doesn't surprise me that people are watching it over and over again. Remember I said in the beginning, repetition is the principle that will lead to success.
Exactly.
Repetition. So you not only want to get the movie, you probably buy it for all your family and friends, and you probably want to pass it on to everybody you care about. That's my it.
Yeah.
So, Joe, thank you for making the movie. And, God, I love you being here. I just love our energy together.
Yeah.
Tell me, final thoughts. You got about a minute.
I would say that inside everybody is this life mission assignment. And the life mission assignment is given by the divine to you personally. It doesn't mean that it's going to be something where you go and cure world hunger or you go and cure cancer, though if that's the case, take it on and go do it. But it could be something that other people consider kind of small, but it's doable and it's yours. There is something the divine gave to you as an assignment. You have free will. You can say no. But I have found that the gusto, the happiness, the health, the zest for life comes when you say yes to your life assignment from the divine.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you for being here. And you're sure welcome back anytime.
Thank you. I love you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you.
Me too, man. Thank you. And for all of you that are still watching us today, I've got something for you. See this? I've got a little, I don't know if you can see it. Okay. It's $500. A gift for you, $500 gift. Would you like a $500 gift today? Well, it's part of my way of rewarding you for being here to the end of the show today. So if you go to kendfoster.com today, kendfoster.com, I'm going to gift you a 30-minute session with me. All you have to do is go on the webpage and subscribe today. You'll get a $500 subscription or a session with me. What's that session going to be about for you? It's going to be about taking off limitations. It's going to be about looking at all aspects of your life and helping to upshift your consciousness to the next level. In other words, it's a shift for you. So I hope you'll check it out, and I hope you'll do that. And that's my gift to you today. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, you too, if you keep watching, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.